ASMR. My name is Aubrey, and today we're going to be reading Ruth 3 and 4, so finishing out Ruth, and then also Psalm 93. I have some exciting news, kind of related to the podcast, kind of not, but I'm starting an ASMR YouTube channel. Yay, so exciting. It's not going to be related to this podcast in the sense of, like, Bible reading, because y'all get that from here, so we don't need two of those, but I'm just gonna do, like, a general ASMR channel, so I would love it if you guys would go and subscribe. You guys are the first ones to know. Wow, so exciting. I think that my channel name is going to just be Aubrey ASMR. Wow, Aubrey, you're so creative. Yes, I know. Thank you. Pat on my own back. But the first video that I release is going to be a Get Ready With Me. So if you want to see what I look like, go ahead and watch my YouTube video. So I used to have an ASMR YouTube channel, and I got to like 400 subscribers, which was exciting, but I don't know, I was just like overwhelmed with life, and it was a lot for me. I wasn't in the best place mentally for a little while last year, so we're good now, and I'm excited to start it up again. So I'm creating a new channel, which I will again link in the like description of each episode, but I think that that's it. So if you want to go and subscribe, please do. I would love it if you would comment if you came here from the podcast. I don't know, I think it'll be cool to kind of see the crossover if there is any. So that's my update. I think that that's it. I also might be starting like a normal YouTube channel as well, which I'll let you guys know about if that comes to fruition as well. So keep an ear out, eye out for that. I'm hoping, fingers crossed, to make like content creation be part of my actual career. So we shall see. Okay, enough of me rambling. It has been almost 3 minutes. That is too long. Okay, let's get started. At the threshing floor. Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, "My daughter, should I not seek rest for you, that it may be well with you? Is not Boaz our relative, with whose young women you were? See, he is winnowing barley tonight at the threshing floor." Winnowing. A court of thorns and roses, perhaps. Where are my book girlies at? Wash, therefore, and anoint yourself, and put on your cloak, and go down to the threshing floor, but do not make yourself known to the man until he has finished eating and drinking. But when he lies down, observe the place where he lies, then go and uncover his feet and lie down, and he will tell you what to do. And she replied, "All that you say I will do." So she went down to the threshing floor and did just as her mother-in-law had commanded her. And when Boaz had eaten and drunk, and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of grain. Then she came softly and uncovered his feet and lay down. At midnight, the man was startled and turned over, and behold, a woman lay at his feet. He said, "Who are you?" And she answered, "I am Ruth, your servant. Spread your wings over your servant, for you are a redeemer." And he said, "May you be blessed by the Lord, my daughter. You have made this last kindness greater than the first, in that you have not gone after young men, whether rich or poor. And now, my daughter, do not fear. I will do for you all that you ask, for all my fellow townsmen know that you are a worthy woman. And now it is true that I am a redeemer, yet there is a redeemer nearer than I. Remain tonight, and in the morning, if he will redeem you, good, let him do it. But if he is not willing to redeem you, then as the Lord lives, I will redeem you. Lie down until the morning." So she lay at his feet until the morning, but arose before one could recognize another. And he said, "Let it not be known that the woman came to the threshing floor." And he said, "Bring the garment you are wearing and hold it out." So she held it, and he measured out 6 measures of barley. city. And then she came to her mother-in-law. She said, "How did you fare, my daughter?" Then she told her all that the man had done for her, saying, "These 6 measures of barley he gave to me, for he said to me, 'You must not go back empty-handed to your mother-in-law.'" She replied, "Wait, my daughter, until you learn how the matter turns out, for the man will not rest, but will settle the matter today." Chapter 4. Boaz redeems Ruth. Now Boaz had gone up to the gate and sat down there, and behold, the Redeemer of whom Boaz had spoken came by. So Boaz said, "Turn aside, friend, and sit down here." And he turned aside and sat down, and he took men of the elders of the city and said, "Sit down here." So they sat down. Then he said to the Redeemer, "Naomi, who has come back from the country of Moab, is selling the parcel of land that belonged to our relative Elimelech. So I thought I would tell you of it and say, buy it in the presence of those sitting here and in the presence of the elders of my people. If you will redeem it, redeem it. But if you will not, tell me, that I may know, for there is no one besides you to redeem it, and I come after you." And he said, "I will redeem it." Then Boaz said, "The day you buy the field from the hand of Naomi, you also acquire Ruth, the Moabite, the widow of the dead, in order to perpetuate." I love that word, perpetuate. Good word. "In order to perpetuate the name of the dead in his inheritance." Then the Redeemer said, "I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I impair my own inheritance. Take my right of redemption yourself, for I cannot redeem it." Now this was the custom in former times in Israel concerning redeeming and exchanging. To confirm a transaction, the one drew off his sandal and gave it to the other, and this was the manner of attesting in Israel. So when the Redeemer said to Boaz, "Buy it for yourself," he drew off his sandal. Then Boaz said to the elders and all the people, "You are witnesses this day that I have bought from the hand of Naomi all that belonged to Elimelech, and all that belonged to Chilion and to Mahlon. Also Ruth the Moabite, the widow of Mahlon, I have bought to be my wife, to perpetuate the name of the deed in his inheritance, that the name of the dead may not be cut off from among his brothers and from the gate of his native place. You are witnesses this day." Then all the people who were at the gate and the elders said, "We are witnesses. May the Lord make the woman who is coming into your house like Rachel and Leah, who together built up the house of Israel. May you act worthily in Ephrathah. Have I read that word before? It does not look familiar. And be renowned in Bethlehem. And may your house be like the house of Perez, whom Tamar bore to Judah, because of the offspring that the Lord will give you by this young woman, Ruth and Boaz marry." So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife, and he went into her, and the Lord gave her conception, and she bore a son. Then the women said to Naomi, "Blessed be the Lord who has not left you this day without a redeemer, and may his name be renowned in Israel. He shall be to you a restorer of life and a nourisher for your old age, for your daughter-in-law who loves you, who is more to you than 7 sons, has given birth to him." Then Naomi took the child and laid him on her lap and became his nurse. And the women of the neighborhood gave him a name, saying, "A son has been born to Naomi." They named him Obed. He was the father of Jesse,